Is this Jason?
Yes, it is.
Hey, what's up?
All right, I'm just going to cut right to the chase. I think you guys know my girlfriend, Amanda.
How so?
Well, she's the one with the Taylor tattoo.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah. What?
Yeah, so I mean, clearly you guys remember, you talked to her last week.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I, as you have probably surmised, figured out about it, mm-hmm. my sister sent your podcast to me, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's her.
Sure.
That's Amanda.
Did you go to her parents' house? What happened?
I did. I did go to her parents' house, and I decided that I was going to mess with her a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Stop it. Stop it. Okay.
All right. So we walk in. And I immediately complimented the house, and I asked about, you know, how long it took to rebuild it after the fire.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I cut right to the chase. And her mom looks at me like I was just out of my mind.
Yeah.
Like it was so, so good. And she obviously had, like, no idea what I was talking about because, you know, there never was a fire.
Yeah, that was one of the lies that she had told, right? Uh-huh.
Right. And so then at that point, it was extremely clear that she had not told her parents the stories that she had told me.
Okay.
These were lies just for me.
So what is she looking like at this point? What does your girlfriend's face look like right now?
Oh, pure panic. Pure panic. But, you know, she actually managed to hide it pretty quick. And then she jumps in and she says, okay, hey, mom, let's grab some drinks for everybody. But, you know, no, she is absolutely dying on the inside.
Yeah.
And so they're in the kitchen getting drinks, and her dad is there with me, and he doesn't know what to do, so he just starts to talk about basketball.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sure. Right. Yeah. Let's whip out the sportsy sports. Start talking about sports.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. They come back from the kitchen with the tray of drinks and everything, and I could tell that maybe she had clued her mom in, but I figured I'd go for it. Just to bringing up the dog.
Oh, no. Yeah, the other dog lie.
The dog, yep. Taylor.
Sure.
The childhood dog, right. Taylor.
Yeah, exactly. That was strike two.
Mm-hmm, the supposed origin of the tattoo.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So I say, hey, I'm thinking about getting a dog. I said, what kind of dog was Taylor? Sounds like Taylor was a very good boy. Tell me about him, Nick. I want to know more about that breed.
Wow. Okay.
And so her dad is confused again. Obviously. I can tell he's about to start talking about March Madness.
Right.
Then her mom just jumps right in, doesn't skip a beat, and starts saying, like, oh, what a good dog he was. And but I could tell that she was trying to figure out what to say next. So she's like, oh, such a good dog. Very, very good.
Now mom's in on the line.
So she's trying to cover for her daughter.
Yeah. And so, but I'm trying not to laugh, doing everything in my power. And honestly, I was a bit impressed at her mom's improv skills.
Okay.
Okay.
But at that point, Amanda cracked.
Oh, your girlfriend. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. She gave up at that point and admitted to the whole thing. And thank God her parents have an awesome sense of humor. Everything ended up great. They thought it was hilarious. And just how far she went to cover up the fact that she loves Taylor Hanson so much.
Yeah, it was elaborate. It was elaborate.
Yeah, incredibly elaborate.
Like, the Taylor Hanson tattoo on the back of her ear, and she lied to you about it being her family pet that had passed away, but oh yeah, there's no pictures in the house because of a fire. All those lies. Wow.
What did you think when you originally heard the podcast and heard that this was all indeed a huge pack of lies?
Honestly, my first thought was kind of like, I knew it.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. It sounded so unlikely.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, a dog tattoo behind your ear, and oh, I can't show you any pictures because there was a fire.
You're like, come on.
Yeah. Really?
So how are you guys now? Are you guys good, or what's the deal?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Things are great. We actually ended up having, like, a really excellent visit, and it ended up being, like, a really good icebreaker. Like, once you get through that, like, I think you can get through a lot. And then on the way home, she apologized again, and we promised to each other that we wouldn't be lying anymore.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. That's a good start. See, look, you just built a solid foundation.
Wow.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. That's like the number one important thing, I think, in a relationship. Is honesty.
Yeah. Don't lie.
Built on a bed of lies, but now recovered, and now we're moving on.
Absolutely. Exactly. And we are going to need now to be invited to the wedding.
From a throne of lies to a throne of truth.
Wow. All right. Well, Jason, thanks for the follow-up. It's not often that we get follow-ups on things like this, but that was good.
Okay, now here's the follow-up to the follow-up. I'm going to need you guys to get a dog and name it Taylor.
You know.
That's good.
I guess doable.
Jason, thank you, man.
Yeah, I absolutely know. Thank you, guys. This was way too much fun.
All right. Wow.
That was excellent.
Yeah, Kim texted in and said, run, Jason, run. I thought Taylor was an ex-boyfriend, not Taylor Hanson. What
come
a weirdo.
On now. Come on. Listen to the sweet, sweet songs that are playing in the background. Come on.
Sure.
Come on.
How can you not get a tattoo of Taylor Hanson behind your ear?
I don't know. I'm with Kim. I still think that there's another person and that this is all lies still.
No, it's not. No, it's not. That is too fantastic.
Another text that said, I bet Jason got some makeup mbop after that.
Absolutely.
Oh, hey.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo. Thank you, Jason, for the follow-up there. 99.7 DJX.